Welcome. This is Know the Name, Know the Answers with your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. I have a beautiful lady as a guest today. Her name is Siobhan, but the spelling of it is so unique, and you guys all know how I love names. It's S-I-O-B like boy, H-A-N. And the last name is Nicholson. If I pronounced it correct, I don't think I have. It's another fabulous spelling. So I'm just going to bring on Siobhan, and she can tell you how to get a hold of her right away. And then we want to get into this because she is one talented individual. Siobhan, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Thank you so much for having me, Sharon. I'm very excited to be here.
Okay, and speaking about names and mispronunciations, I have to laugh. I know my mother gave me a very difficult one. It's called Sharon, not Sharon. And I laugh because you're a visual learner. And I know you know it's Sharon, but you see it written, and then you say Sharon. And so do all the other visual learners. That's why I went back and legally had it changed to have that accent over the O, just to help visual learners. I know it's crazy.
Had I had it written, I would have known that.
Exactly. Because we're visual learners, and so we go right back to this is what this name's supposed to sound like. So, Siobhan, before we get started, tell everybody how to find you, because we like to do that a few times during the show.
Okay, wonderful. You can always reach me via email, which is M as in Mary, the number 3, M as in Mary, light, L-I-G-H-T, at gmail.com. You can always call and leave a message, 650-380-3016, or look at my website and contact me through there.
Okay, let's spell your website, because your name is even more challenging than my name.
It is. I think we've both gone through this our whole life. My website is my name, so it's S as in Sam, I-O, B as in boy, H-A-N, N-I-C-O-L-A-O-U.com.
Yes. You know, it's the reason that my website is not my name, simply because that would be so difficult for people. I just made it Know the Name, which is the first half of my book title. And so, .com, just to make it easy on people. So, Siobhan is an emissary of truth that assists in your awakening by offering you tools and guidance from higher consciousness that dissolves separation, opening your heart to the voice of wholeness and your unique expression of this vibration in the world. Now, her mission is to empower you with what she embodies as a sustainable path of wholeness and peace. When she's not out in the field transforming homes and lives, she's teaching the way of love through readings, classes, and meditations. And she has gifts and she has talents that she'll be sharing with us today on the radio show. And she is from a spiritual, multidimensional, transformational, holistic approach in her effect. And she heals houses and does readings. Talk to us about those houses that you heal. What are you doing there?
Well, the basis of all of our work, my spirit and my work, is helping others and houses return to love. And so what we are in is we work with the science and metaphysics of energy transformation. It sounds very complicated, but it's actually very simple. So with the houses, we use the approach that everything in physicality or otherwise is love in this dimension. And so we don't go in with a divided perception. And in that, there's no resistance. And in that, we can transform the emotional energy of a house. And over a 3 months' time after we heal a house, we work with the structure of the house itself and the property. So it begins to vibrate a higher level of consciousness. The house itself is made of the same substance that we are, and that's love. So we help transform homes and properties and the people that live in it to really create these beautiful white houses wherever they live.
So do you also do saging of houses? Is that part of it or no? Or like I know a lot of people when they go to sell their house will bury St. Christopher or one of the saints upside down 3 feet out in the yard. Do you do any of that or is it just a vibration?
No, we use very little high-level tools because we work on the level of higher consciousness in order to affect what we do. In fact, I'm very successful and have several properties right now that myself and my prayer team are healing remotely. And it's nothing less than profound. And, of course, we get feedback from the people as they're in the home. So it's not always required we go to a home physically. As far as using sage, I haven't used sage for a long time. But yet again, in the business that I'm in, is a listening, not a thinking business. So I listen to what is being asked of me and respond accordingly with the from the higher consciousness that is actually doing the work.
Okay, so I know that I've defined me as a spiritual conduit, okay? But there's a difference between what I do and what you do. And so what is the difference between being a conduit and a medium?
Okay, well, a medium is the same kind of thing as a conduit, really. Mediums mean that you have an ability to communicate and mediate between worlds. And so it goes way beyond just people who have passed over. When I give a spirit talk, I'm not speaking with the lower part of the person or the emotional energy they left here on the planet. I'm connecting with the part of them, the part of me that they are, that is in spirit. And so, you know, I connect to that part of them that is me and give messages accordingly. So it's a difference between channeling and bringing the information through and bringing the information from. And I listen to the silence and bring it from, not through.
Well, that's interesting because I don't bring it through either, but I still think it's different. But that's okay. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. We have an email that I'd like to address. It's from Amy Serena, and she's saying, could you mind looking and just to tell her where she's at right now? And she literally put it down in the email as she would like to know the good, the bad, and the beautiful, please.
Okay.
Because she was just finishing a lot of transitions, so now it's like, okay, now what?
Right. Well, what Spirit would like her to realize that there, you know, she's all going, she's had a lot of energy behind everything she's just recently brought into fruition. And that there is a time that's necessary for her to stabilize and ground her house and everything else so she can learn to listen rather than be motivated to do something next. It's a difference between being inspired, which we would encourage her to become more of, rather than motivated. Therefore, she's not using so much energy to make things happen. She's listening and trusting and allowing things to happen. And through her being really good to herself and nurturing herself through a little, you know, over about a 3-month time period, just allow things to settle. She'll find that she's moved from a much deeper place within herself. It's beyond motivation for Amy. Amy's a go-getter. You need that kind of go-getting, fire, but it's a different way of using it.
Well, I'm sure when she listens to this later, she is going to be most appreciative. She calls in often on our shows, and the reason for that is she just thinks that we have the most wonderful guests all the time, and she always wants to experience everybody's, you know, gifts and abilities and talents as she's learning and growing, as so many people do.
She's got a lot of great things going on for her, for sure. She's got a lot of drive. She has a lot of fire. The only place she gets caught up is in the balancing act of it all. And so it's a tendency for her to kind of keep it moving because that's the way she's used to keeping things in some sense of balance. But she can be a lot more effective in where she wants to go, learning how to be more clear. So grounding and learning a different level of stability would help her be way more effective in accomplishing what she seeks to do. I see a lot of leaves falling around wherever she is.
Okay.
Like, it's fall, so I don't know why I'm seeing that. I'm just seeing leaves gently falling from the trees onto the ground, and it seems like a quiet place. So,
okay, thank you. Siobhan, how did you get started with your work?
Well, it's been about, I was born this way, number one. The first time I ever recall seeing a spirit, literally, was when I was 7, and of course I was shut down and ridiculed, and I was afraid, and I didn't feel safe, and all of these things in my home environment. So you kind of do what you need to do to survive. And as I grew up, then I always had this inside track. I always had insight. you know, to things that were going on. I could read people very well, but I never gave it a name. It's always been who I am, you know. And so I didn't think there was anything, I thought kind of everybody might be that way. Never really talked about it much, but about 1987, at the time of the harmonic convergence, is when I got my real wake-up call, and that set my life and just turned it around, you know, 180, and set me off in a whole different direction. And this is when I found meditation. So when I actually began to get familiar with the greater part of that I am, then I started to meditate and use, you know, tools and things like that to just develop it. I've always done mediumship work, house clearing, house transformation, without ever making it a business before. Just because I know what to do when the situation arises, so I do it, there it is. And it just seemed like the spirit was moving me from situation to situation for me to understand that, hey, this is more about what you're being called to do now. It also is wonderful for this particular time in the evolution of consciousness on the planet, because for 25 years, I've been, you know, teaching people the basis of the work, the meditation, and how to become the connected and make conscious the love they are. But now it's time for us to transform larger areas that don't know that they too are love. So we can reach that 100th monkey, and the energy of love, which is all there is, can become more humans experience. It's not the normal human experience. People have an idea about what love is, but it's not the vibration of love or their experience in their life every day. And that's because they're mired down in what creates the need to heal the house, which is drama and duality. So
are there various stages of love, or are there various levels of love? How would you define that?
Well, so the way I used to be a straight-up channel when I first began this work of meditating. I used to teach classes and channeling, and then I was told by somebody who I dearly trust that the information was being governed. It was given to me because I needed to realize I was what I was seeking. Everything I needed to know was what was within me. And so when I heard that with my mind, I didn't know how to get there, but I felt it so deeply I couldn't ignore it, and I was given the tool of the golden light to use. And this has been my whole experience through the use of the golden light, which is the essence of everything in this dimension, and that vibration happens to be love. Now, people in many spiritual practices immediately use the white light, and we did a lot of channeling, but that again divides. It's a dimensional difference. There's nothing wrong with white light. However, if you have to protect yourself from what you judge as evil out there, you're creating a larger example of that which you call evil to push against you, and that's a law of physics. So I found it most valuable to go into my own emotional body and be able to embrace and transform that which was divided in myself. So any part of me that was angry or sad or lonely or felt separate only feels that way because it feels like it's separate from love. So when we make the golden light or the unconditional love conscious within ourselves, then everything that it wants to become whole then comes to the surface for you to transform it. And so it's the same process within your own body as it is within a house, because the emotional body of a house is created much like the emotional body of a human.
That's just fascinating. I would have never paired the two together.
Yeah. We each have a structure, the temple. Okay, we've heard that a million times. The temple for the spirit. And so we take care of the temple. Well, the only thing that gives us disease or anything of that nature is emotional energy that's been hanging out in the physical body for a long period of time. And it creates dis-ease. Now, when we're forming in the womb of the mother as a physical vessel, the emotional body is being imprinted upon us by how the body feels about what is being said, what's not being said, what's being done, what's not being done. It has no ability to discern because, of course, it has no capacity to think. And so the child is then born. Now remember, everything is energy. And so everything responds to everything else in resonance. See, here's the science of energy. When people look at this as energy, it becomes so much easier because then you have the ability and the power within yourself by using the tools to transform that which is giving, you know, creating something undesirable in your own reality. So we're literally changing reality in a home that we transform as well as the work we do within ourselves. So the emotional body of a house, well, you have a structure of a house. It's a beautiful, pristine structure. It's on beautiful land. And then you get families that move in, and they have drama in the family, and that creates emotional energy. Words, thoughts, everything have energy, and it doesn't dissipate. So it hangs out in the house, and then those people leave. And then the people that match it come in to create their house, their home, and they're matching the energy of quite aware of energy at all. And so it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And say somebody dies in the house. Well, then there's another type of energy there. There's the grieving energy. So the house over time gets clouded and clogged with emotional energy that humans have dumped into it, much like the energy of the emotions that are dumped into our physical bodies. And so being so adept at being able to transform my own emotional energy, it just showed me how to do a house in the same way. Very effective. That's why you can do it from not being there, because it doesn't really have as much to do with the physical theatrics that so many people want to give it.
Well, I really appreciate all of the people that have been holding by online, and we're ready to take our first call with Lonnie. And so, Lonnie, please go ahead and come on in. Lonnie, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. So, you've got a question for Siobhan. What would you like to know?
Oh, I would love to know if I'm on the right path with this show that I have in mind. I have Netflix in mind for it, and I believe it's going to impact the world, so nobody's being there, right? I'm just really keen to know if I'm on the right track.
Yeah, you actually are. And what's really beautiful about your name, it's a very spiritual name. The letter L is all about spirituality, so that's really nice. That's a good way to move into that. You're creating a Netflix movie or series?
A series.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling. Okay, so what's your question about that? You're on the right track. Are you asking whether it's going to come to fruition or?
Tick tock, you know, I'm in a hurry. I think that Netflix is the right place. It could be, you know, Discovery, whatever, I don't know. But I'm so keen to go, you know, yesterday. Is there a way to know timing or placement, or, you know, like, go ahead, I'll stop.
Absolutely, that's okay. You know, we deal with this all the time.
There's
a way, and it's called being present. And the way that we encourage people to be present is to learn to listen rather than think. And you have so much drive, so much energy, and it's wonderful, and a lot of creativity, and you're on the right track with the material. What we would invite you to realize is how to learn how to keep that spirit all the way down below your feet. Because people don't hear it in these terms, but the spirit in you that gives you life is what the light in you that you allow to drift halfway out of your form. And so the anxiety that you feel and overstimulating in the mental and spiritual bodies would smooth themselves out to give you more clarity, confidence, and stability if you learned how to communicate with, you know, your inner being and say, I need you to be down below the feet. Start your day that way, and you can just be more sensitive to the indicators, be more self-aware of when that energy in you is drifting up and out, because that's where your anxiety and your energy just gets too much trying to push it too far out to the future. But there's a lot of information that spirit in you that is actually helping you do this work. See, you're not doing it as a body. It's the spirit in you that has these projects, you're bringing them forth. So get into more trusting and communicative relationship with that being that is you, and you'll notice a whole world of information that is just waiting for you to be present to it. It's not about thinking again, it's about listening.
And so if I understood you correctly, when Lonnie asked, is this series going to be successful, what was your direct answer to that?
Yes.
I've only waited my whole life for this.
Listen a little bit.
sorry, I spoke. I didn't hear you.
There are things you can miss that you don't want to miss. You want to be present. This is no small thing, like you said, like you know, and your excitement about it is fabulous. It's just how you run your energy right now. And as this thing, as you're reaching it and as you're putting it forward, there are things within this realm that you don't quite understand, of business, or there's pieces that you have to be present to. That's what they're telling me.
Yes, must be present to win, right?
Yeah, and the presence doesn't mean you just, you know, the point we're trying to make is the presence of you is the presence of the being of you. And that when you feel that anxiety or the shortness of breath, you're not allowing the spirit to actually move completely through, in and through the project. So that's what creates the frustration and the impatience and all these things. And if you were truly connected to your spirit and more deeply in the form of you, that's why they call it information. Because when you're informed, you have the information, you're connected to the source of what you're looking for in the mind. It doesn't, you know, you're missing stuff to where you're going. So that's all that needs to happen, and you're on a good roll. Just slow down a little bit and breathe, for heaven's sake.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, I know that Lonnie's got a really big weekend coming up over Columbus Day, where she's got a lot of hope and dreams that she's hoping will manifest that weekend. Are you seeing that as a really productive weekend that gets the needs met for her next step?
Okay, so is this some sort of a fair?
Yes.
Okay, I can see a table and all that. So you're presenting there, you're talking to people that could be helpful with this project, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, we want you to work with what we're talking about right now so you can be more present. Because, see, when you're more present, that has a vibrational frequency, and that frequency can be felt by those who are matching that. So you're able to bring in to you more people who are aligned with what you're aligned with. So that's why we want you fully aligned. It'll be great. You'll get to know more people. I see you handing out brochures. Do you have a brochure?
Yeah, all the materials are there.
Yeah, I see you handing it out, and you're just so open and wonderful that, yeah, it will be successful. The part that gets your butt on is that if you don't see results right away, because you're a very fast-moving person, so you've got to sit and allow things a little more and know that, you know, you're driving it. Sure, you're focused in this direction, and that's really enough. Being present to the subtleties is what gets by you, and that itself has a vibrational frequency. So don't be frustrated. Don't block the flow of what's trying to find you through frustration and tomorrow and now, and you know what I mean?
Yes, 100%. Got it.
Sounds all good to me, Lonnie. Stay on course. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me so much. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Okay, we are ready for our next guest. And again, thank you so much for those of you that are online to have patience while we're getting to everybody. Okay, Bill, thank you for holding. You have reached Know the Name, Know the Answers. What is your question for Siobhan?
Oh, yes. I've had an eye situation since about 2014, and just wondering what it'll take to get my eyesight back 100%.
Okay, so that's an eye situation, like your physical eye, and you're wondering about getting your eyesight back.
Yes, I mean, I see things all right. However, it's not 100%.
Okay, so as far as a physical ailment, those are always created from a non-physical energy first. We're all predisposed to things in our life, but it depends upon how we are and whether they activate or not in our experience. And so you're dealing with an eye issue. Now, this feels like it was something that happened not as an accident from the outside, but as something that is naturally occurring. Is that correct?
No, it was caused, supposedly, it was caused through a wreck.
Through what? I'm sorry.
It was caused because somebody hit me in the back.
It was caused by an accident. A car accident is what he's saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't see anything physically poking you, you know, in the eye. That's why. And so it was an accident, supposedly, that created this condition.
Correct.
Okay, and it wasn't because you were poked in the eye. It was an accident that happened. It had nothing to do with an actual physical injury of the eye. That's what we were saying. Okay. Hold on one second. It's not so much... It's more has to do with what you're not seeing than your ability to see. Like, it was things that were getting by you much earlier. Like, you didn't see that accident coming. And so it injured your left eye?
Yes, it affected, they call this a vein occlusion, is what the retina doctor called it.
Okay, but it's your left eye, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing. All right, and so that is very much indicative of how you're used to seeing and what you can't see. And this has to do with more of the intuitive part of you, which is something that is actually very prominent in you, but you don't pay a lot of attention to it. You've been on the move quite a bit your whole life, and this is about what you're not seeing as opposed to what you've been able to see. If you would like help with that... I mean, in other words, I feel that it's more of an energy that happened as a result of what you weren't seeing. And so for you to learn how to be willing to feel around a little bit more rather than move about with such speed, like you run a lot of masculine energy, which is great. It's a wonderful part of who you are. We love masculine energy. But there's this softening that is not being paid attention to. That is also part of the whole of you, which is very nice. So in terms of having it dealt with, you're asking for a resource or something?
What would need to happen for him to heal this eye, I believe is what he was asking.
Okay, the only time anyone ever heals anything is if they get out of the way enough to allow the healing to occur. Because any kind of dis-ease, which is what's been created here, can be reversed or full sight recovered if there is what people will call faith, and then they call it miracles. There is a being within you that is greater than you are making conscious within your life. That's why it was trying to get your attention, and now it's talking about what you're not seeing. What you're not seeing is how the spirit in you is the life-giving essence of you, and to trust more in that will help you bring your eyesight about. There are other resources I have that can help you if you're open to receiving that information. Be happy to reach me offline for that, and I can direct you accordingly.
Let me just say that there has been improvement. I have used visualization, and there has been improvement. However, it's a work in progress.
Right, and it can be much quicker. And we really applaud your efforts thus far to use the things that you normally would not have used to come to this result already. This is what we're talking about. This is the part of you that they want you to be more in touch with, this the nature of you that is actually the healing part of you. And so the fact that you're put in this position to now do that, we want you to connect that dot and realize that you are working with a greater part of you that is helping you heal. And the more you yield to that, the better your results will be.
I see. Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, that is such an such a play on words, I see.
Yeah, that's the truth. No, I didn't mean to make a joke, but...
Okay, so, Siobhan, if I understood you correctly, you're saying that because Bill was not seeing things in his own perimeter or not seeing things widely enough or not willing to see things, that's what made him susceptible to his eye being damaged when this car hit him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's funny how things will respond in a way we don't expect it. Just like, it's like, how did my eye end up this way? I got hit from behind. Well, what were you seeing? Something came from behind. There are energy templates within your auric field that are unresolved. And these are things that want to be resolved. These are things you haven't wanted to see, you didn't know how to see them or whatever, and this gave you an opportunity to then work on this a little bit.
Okay. That's very interesting. And I sure find, I can agree with that. I just, so I can contact you privately then?
Absolutely. And just remember, it's all energy. That's all we're playing with in this field. So it's really as easy as that. When we open up your mind a little bit more to what that means and how you can be more effective in being present, being aware, and working with your spirit more, things really shift for you. There's stuff within your aura that's ready to move on. It's not serving you anymore.
Okay. So again, you can reach Siobhan at mlight@gmail.com or on her work phone at 650-380-3016. Now, for all of you that are not available to have a paper and pencil or whatever to write this down right away, you know that you can always find it on my website. You would go to today's date on the schedule page, and you'll find her name and her contact information and along with her bio. Okay? Thank you so much for calling in, Bill. Really appreciate you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the information.
Okay. Thank you so much for holding and waiting, Susan, and welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers in You. What's your question for Siobhan?
Siobhan, I have had horrible events in life dog me and my son for the past several years. And heating up to be horrible in the last month or so, literally, where gangs of kids have been coming after one of my sons. I don't know how to break this. I understand purpose. I understand how to release them. Something has a hold on us that is so dreadful. I don't know how to release this, that we could have some freedom and move forward in life. Do you have anything that you can share with me that would be wisdom on this?
Yes, I certainly do. We kind of help people a lot with these types of scenarios. Susan, did you move into the house and notice things changing after that?
Say that again, Siobhan.
I'm asking Susan if she moved into a new house and experienced this kind of horrible things afterward.
Yeah, she had moved across the states.
Okay, and so in a new dwelling, and then all this started to happen.
Susan, would you agree with that?
You know what? I can't understand her. I'm so sorry, but her response is horrible.
Okay, I'm going to play translator here for you for just a minute. She asked if this stuff started once you moved into a new house.
In Maine, yeah, it did.
Yeah. It tells Susan it's the house and the entities that are in the house, and we can absolutely help her with that.
Okay, so just in case you didn't hear that, Susan, I understand that you called in from driving, and that is that she said it was the entities that are attached to the house or in the house. And that's what's been causing all of these problems for you and your family since you moved there.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Then I will release them. Is there anything she would advise that I could do to help my son?
Okay.
That is a phone conversation that we need to have. It's quite lengthy, but we can give you a solid set of tools and support through the process.
Okay. So, Susan, she's saying that this would take a lot more time, and you're happy, you're welcome to contact her afterwards. Okay?
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye, Susan. So once again, for Susan and for everyone else who's interested in having services provided by Siobhan, her contact information is M3M Light, L-I-G-H-T, and the M's are like mom, okay? M3MLight@gmail.com, and her work phone is 650-380-3016. Siobhan, we've had three very different callers that have called in and asked for help, and a lot of times they related back to either the house or something previous. Is that what you often find when you're helping people?
Yes, there are several reasons why these things occur to people when they buy a new house. Now, again, everything is energy. We'll look at it that way. It's very simple to explain. We all go through and accumulate, like we spoke earlier, this emotional energy, and it does have a vibration. It lives within us. So either we have a very happy experience or we have other drama-like experiences in our lives. It's the energy that is left untransformed within our own being that creates these circumstances in external reality. Now, when people go into these homes like Susan, there are things within her son that are unresolved, things between the two of them that are unresolved, things from the past between the two of them with other people that are unresolved. And so it's now time for them to perhaps bring their, you know, energy, vibration, and consciousness, and their conscious awareness of what's going on to a different level, because they can shift that all and create a beautiful home to live in. So sometimes in these cases, extreme cases, it's a wake-up call. They all of a sudden realize that they've been moved into a situation for them to wake up again to something that is the invisible realms of living. That they have a choice to either have the house healed and move on and sell it, which we help people sell these houses in extreme cases, or stay there and learn how to, you know, be strong in the love that they are and see everything else as the love it doesn't know itself to be. But again, back to your question about mediumship. Here's a perfect example of how this kid is wide open, and whatever energy is in that house is working through him unknowingly, because our environments were influenced by them very much. Energy is very strong and can be a strong influence because we can't see emotional energy. A lot of us, I can, but most people can. You know, we don't think that it's a contributing factor, and it's a huge factor. So this energy is influencing him as if he were a medium, because I'm sure he's even saying things from his words.
So is this what you would term a haunted house?
Yes.
So
this house has extreme things occur in it. I'm sure they haven't had a research done on the house before they bought it, and that's a big mistake in my book.
How fascinating is that? Now, I'm curious, Siobhan, what does, like in numerology, you have different numbers that go with houses? And so would that be the energy of the original house and then people add to it? Or are people, when they're moving in, replacing that energy?
Well, it adds to it. It just becomes larger. This energy can't be really, well, it needs something to play off of, to be active. And so that's why we're saying, you know, it's their unhealed emotional energy within their physical and emotional bodies that's creating the ability for that, the energy that's there, to actually attach itself to this her son and have him act out and have it affect her in different ways. You know, our thoughts have energy, our emotions have energy, even if we don't speak about how we feel. And so, yeah, they're very important. We have to become very self-aware about our thoughts. How we think about everything is how it is. We look at everything in that house they're being affected by as love that doesn't know itself to be love. And when you see it that way and know it to be that way for truth, because everything in this dimension was created from that frequency, it's just been divided for so many years that it's called bad. And then when someone turns a dark mirror to it and says, you're bad and you're evil and it's this, it gives it more power, because you're reinforcing its own belief of itself. But everything in my world was created from the love of God. And so we just see ourselves as that, therefore we see everything else as that, and it really can't have any power in our experience. Because when we say it's love, you're loved, I'm loved, we're loved, it looks at you like, wow. And some of it can be very resistant for a while to accepting the fact that it too is love. However, there's only two things that can happen in the presence of unconditional love. A, it transforms to the essence of itself, it surrenders. Or B, it has to go somewhere else that matches the resonance that's no longer there anymore. So that's why in transforming a home, we reclaim that home and the property and the people that are in it as the love light they are. And that's the choice that that energy then has.
You said something that just caught my attention. And you said love doesn't know itself as love. And so immediately I thought, how could love not know itself as love? Would you mind expanding on that thought?
Yes. What people judge or call darkness or evil is love, but that does not know itself to be love. And when we reinforce its own feelings of unworthiness and self-loathing by calling it evil, we reinforce the truth of what it feels about itself. But you see, anger isn't created, or these things that people call evil or whatever, that's all based in fear. And when you're fearful, the presence of love is not made conscious. And so, you know, there could have been a number of things that happened in that home, and that energy imprint stayed there. And all of those egregious acts are done from a place of fear and separation from the love that they are. They were taught they weren't loved. They believe they're not loved. They act out as they're not loved, and they believe themselves to be evil because then society deems them that.
That is so fascinating. I would like to really take a pause, but we're on the radio, to really think about that and to you know, bat that one around in my head. So, Siobhan, in a nutshell, what is it that you would say that people would come to you for? What kind of services?
In a nutshell, we're in the empowerment business. So people come to me and we work with them to help them return to love. That's the basis of everything. A house returns to love. They return to love. Everything returns to the essence of itself in this dimension, which is love. So people come for a number of things. It's usually in frantic nature when they're having problems like this, like Susan is with a house. They don't know what to do, and then we can settle it down and bring it into clarity and help them step by step overcome what they're experiencing. And it's really beautiful because they evolve along with the house and everything begins to shift, and that's the whole point. People are less prone to do the inner work to manifest the love that they are. So they're always looking for something external to make that happen. And we can give people the tools and encourage them and you know, coach them along the way. But we really are the only person that can help ourselves return to the love that we are. And as we see ourselves as that, then we see everything else as that too. Even the desk, in essence, in this dimension, is love. The white light, we'd like to clarify, is spirit, which is the life-giving source of even love itself. And so in this dimension, the spirit lives within the golden light. So we're not missing anything. The golden light just doesn't divide. And in this world of duality, where things are so divided through society and mother and father and religious concepts and all this stuff, that's where we get into trouble. And love just doesn't divide. It just loves. It doesn't care what something looks like. It doesn't care what it sounds like. It doesn't care what it smells like. It doesn't care what it feels like. It just loves.
Okay, so I've often heard send prayers or love to this one or that one or whatever. Would you send prayers to the ones that you wanted to help, but would you also then send prayers or love to the ones that need more love?
Well, I don't really pray for anyone unless they're asking me for it. And because I know that everyone is love and connected to that love, it's like doing love instead of being love. I just love, and when I'm asked to focus it somewhere, I absolutely will do that. But I don't, this is part of what spiritual people have in their mind. I have to send love here for this to happen, and it depends upon the circumstance. But in terms of people, I really trust that God doesn't take a lunch break. You know, he doesn't have his eye off any of us. ever. And so people doing love instead of being love can actually interfere with what's trying to happen, because there are people that use energy. They're not connected to the consciousness of love when they're using the energy. It's just something to do in the way, you know. And you know, there's a lot of, So well, I certainly just trust that everything is fine. And if someone asks me to help them out, I'll be right there.
You know, that's interesting, because I have heard different groups say that we need to send love to the to Mother Earth so that it doesn't have earthquakes. And then I think you're getting in the way of her releasing herself, and then you could have a bigger earthquake later.
That's manipulating with love. That's saying, we have to do this to exact a specific result. You see that? Well, we're trying to prevent her growth by giving her love. And the meditation I've been working with and teaching people to use for over 25 years is a grounding and golden light meditation. So just in and of that self, opening up the base of the spine and, you know, sending gently loving roots down to the center of the earth and connecting to her warm golden core is, in essence, bringing love to the earth without wanting something to happen as a result of that love. It's a manipulation thing. That's manipulation by definition. I do that so this won't happen. And it's like, you really think so? Earth is changing. And it's changing everywhere in every corner of the earth. And so spirit, people say, where should I live? And I say, well, spirit's just saying, live where you are happy. Because every part of the earth is going to be affected by these changes. So you might as well be happy when it happens. And then if you're not there, yay.
You know, I've always heard that as grow where you're planted. You know, wherever you are, wherever you've planted yourself, grow there. You know, grow where you're planted.
Love everywhere. And like I say, you know, yeah, that's the difference between using energy for something and just being the presence of love, which does the same job. But you see, the beauty about using love as just a way of being is that everything around you changes of its own free will. You're not using love to do something, because love just is. It doesn't need to do.
You know, I think that's a really hard concept. I'm looking at how often I have heard different ones say, we've all got to learn how to be and not do. And I don't really think a lot of people understand what that means.
Well, being means that you're listening instead of thinking about what to do. And we're taught everything backwards in life, right? We're taught to give our power away to this over here instead of finding it within ourselves and then listening here and going forward from there. So this is what we teach people how to do, about being fully in their bodies, listening to the spirit that they've been given, which is an extension of the love of God. What a gift. But when we wake up in the morning, most people aren't thinking about it that way. They don't think about the fact that their body is just a primal, moving, physical object with an emotional body until they took their first breath and spirit, or the consciousness, entered that form. And so we really have a living being within us that is all love light, and to make that conscious is to really co-create our experience from a much more wonderful, fulfilling, and dynamic place. So when you wake up in the morning, know that the only reason that your eyes are opening is because that spirit's coming back into the body to give you another day of life.
You know, all of that is just most fascinating. Siobhan, one more time, tell us how to get a hold of you.
All right. Well, you can call my work phone at 650-380-3016. You can always reach me via email at M as in Mary, the number 3, M as in Mary, light, L-I-G-H-T, at gmail.com. Or you can contact my website, which is always fun, so pay attention. It's myname.com, so S as in Sam, I-O, B as in boy, H-A-N, NICOLAOU.com.
Thank you so much for taking your time to be with us today. Much appreciated. Okay, everybody, next week is the week where you get to call in and have your name analyzed by me, if that's what you would like. Again, you can find out Siobhan's information on knowthename.com on the schedule page. You just go to the calendar date, and there it is, voila. It'll tell you underneath, it says call-in radio show. It'll give you her information and how to get a hold of her. Again, next week on Know the Name, Know the Answers, you will be able to call in and get your name analyzed because it's the first Thursday of the month, and that's the one I do. And bless all of you that had called in or online holding that we didn't get to. You know that you can always email us at info@knowthename.com. Those of you that called in, and we always call our guests back that have called in and placed on hold and allow them to ask one question just as if they were on air, so that people that are holding still get the reward of getting their question answered. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth of Know the Name, Know the Answers, signing off.